Hello, everyone. Derek Olson here to reconstruct the prehistoric past with you. In this episode, we're going to continue our journey deep into Greek mythology to investigate the legendary Cyclops and the supposed Cyclopean walls built by these giant hybrids in part two of this Cyclops series. But before we do, I want to let you know that registration just went live for our second annual Megalithic Marvels of Egypt tour, May 17th through the 28th next year in 2023. Join me and renowned tour guide and megalithic researcher Muhammad Ibrahim for the adventure of a lifetime, a 12-day journey to see and touch the world's greatest megalithic marvels. This 12-day adventure of $4,200 includes entry tickets and special access to all sites, hotels, and lodging, Nile riverboat cruise, all transportation during the tour, flights to and from Luxor, most meals, English-speaking tour guide, and worry-free airport assistance. You can find the registration and the detailed itinerary linked below in the show notes, and I really hope you'll consider joining us. And lastly, before we jump into this podcast, I want to ask you to please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss out on all the cool things that are coming up. And if you give us a 5-star rating and leave a review, I will do my best to find it and read your review on a future episode. So I want to say thanks to MD Hemby for the 5-star review you gave us, who wrote, quote, "Love this podcast. Show is produced in a way that the host and guest get straight to the point. I can't put into words how much I appreciate that," end quote. Hey, thanks, Hemby, for the kind words. Okay, so this episode is part two of our Searching for Cyclops two-part series. If you missed part one, really encourage you to go back and listen to that so you have context about what we're talking about. I'll link part one in the show notes as well. And just for a quick review, in part one, we first talked about the origins of Cyclopean architecture and how the ancients believed that the megalithic architecture they saw in their day was constructed by supposed hybrid giant demigods. And this myth is preserved to this day in the term used by archaeologists to describe these megaliths, Cyclopean. Obviously, Cyclopean comes from the word Cyclops, and many classical writers and historians, including Homer, Hesiod, Plutarch, mention in their writings the idea that the Cyclopean ruins of Italy and of Europe in general were erected by this now extinct Cyclopean race. Next, we talked about the Greek mythology and various legends relating to Cyclops, specifically Homer's Odyssey. And this text features Polyphemus, the one-eyed beast who is arguably the most famous Cyclops of his kind. And he's presented as a man-eating monster who was an obstacle to Odysseus' journey home. Odysseus was the hero of the Odyssey. Okay, so that's kind of a backstory. Now in part two, let's look at a couple things here. First, we're going to talk about oral traditions of Cyclops beyond what the Greeks wrote. Next, we're going to talk about some modern day, not too modern day, but some accounts of possible discoveries of Cyclops skeletons and skulls. And then stick with me to the very end, where I'm going to give you a pretty crazy modern day account that relates to the Cyclops. Okay, so let's jump right in here to oral traditions of Cyclops from around the world beyond what the Greeks wrote. In Albanian mythology, Katalan is known as a man-eating giant who lived in a cave and had one eye in the middle of his forehead. Then according to the secret history of the Mongols, I think it's called the Dua Sokor, was a supposed ancestor of Genghis Khan. An oral tradition is that he had one eye in his forehead. The Aramasapi were legendary people of northern Scythia, and they were known to always be at war with their neighbors, according to oral legend, and stealing gold. And they were said, kind of this whole tribe of people, to have a single eye in the center of their foreheads. In Irish mythology, there was an ancient race of giants who had a king known as Balor of the Evil Eye, who supposedly had just one eye. And then lastly, I think it's called the Bungonisis. It's a one-eyed giant that is found in Filipino folklore. And although it has one eye, it is said to have a great sense of hearing and displays unusual strength. Having a humanoid shape, it has large teeth, which are always showing, two long tusks that project from the side of its mouth. And the giant's only eye is found exactly in the middle of his forehead. And this creature supposedly stands more than 10 feet tall. Okay, so there's some oral traditions about cyclops-like creatures or humanoids beyond what the Greeks wrote. Next, let's talk about kind of modern-day discoveries and reports of cyclops discoveries. So published February 27th, 1931 in a Greek newspaper, the headline read, "The Cyclops Skeleton Discovered in Kozani in 1931. Okay, now here's what this newspaper that I found goes on to say. Quote, "In February 1931, in the region of Kozani, after continuous torrential rains, there were several landslides. The crew, which undertook to clear the ground of huge volumes of soil, found itself in front of a shocking spectacle. An ancient marble tomb of colossal proportions revealed its strange secrets. After many hours of hard work, the crew members finally managed to move huge slabs that covered him. Lying at the bottom of the tomb, there was a giant human skeleton, both in volume and height. For the time being, it was considered that the skeleton did not belong to a human, as it could not locate his eye sockets. The only thing that stood out was a hole in the front, but there was a mouth, a nose, ears, and in general, all the shape of a human skull. The most educated of those present claimed that what they had in front of them was the skeleton of a cyclops." And apparently, that was end quote. And then apparently the skull weighed approximately 99 pounds. Okay, so this thing was huge. Okay, that was Greece. Now let's head to the Philippines, where I found an article published February 24th, 2002, so much newer, in a Filipino newspaper, where the headline read, quote, "Cyclops skulls baffle tribal folk," end quote. And that's quite a title, right? And the article goes on to say this, that, quote, "Ancient skulls bearing a single eyeball socket found in limestone caves have baffled tribal folk in the hinterlands of Bohol and Agusan," reports said. "The existence of the skulls, which resemble those of the Cyclops, a race of giants in Greek mythology with a single eye in the middle of the forehead, has triggered speculations that one-eyed ancient settlers once roamed the country's southern islands. The strange skulls were reportedly found in a limestone caves in the hinterlands of Bohol at Mount Palapao," I believe it's called. "Tribal folklore has it that giants once roamed the plains of central and northern Mindanao, the most popular of whom, according to Bukidnon legend, was Agyo, who fought against the first Spanish conquistadors. Bukidnon's tribal folk are reportedly keeping skeletal remains, which they believe to be Agyo's, as an object of worship in a sacred cave. Reports about the strange skulls prompted archaeologists of the National Museum to launch an excavation in Bohol, and they indeed found one such skull. Archaeologist Ray Santiago said, intensive study on the skull showed it belonged to an ancient settler. He, however, theorized," I think that's where the article ends. "And then he theorized," this Ray Santiago archaeologist, "that the limestone in the caves where the cyclops skulls were discovered could have triggered a chemical reaction in the skeletal part, creating a new eyeball socket." Despite Santiago's explanation, though, here, the tribal folklore maintains there were two races of giants in ancient times in the Philippines. The Capre, who they say were associated with evil, and the one-eyed giants whom early settlers regarded as their heroes. So this article is very interesting to me because it's not just an article with a catchy headline, but it's given us places in the Philippines. It's given us some of the oral traditions, and it's given us an archaeologist in his name. And I actually did some research and found that this archaeologist, Ray Santiago, is a real guy in that area. And I find it interesting that they claim in this article that they actually found a skull per the reports. And this Santiago theorizes, well, this could have just happened as a chemical reaction because of the limestone. Very interesting. Okay, so there's some kind of modern day discoveries, one from 1931 in Greece, and then that one from 2002 in the Philippines. Okay, and for the grand finale, as I kind of teased earlier, I found something really crazy. A modern day account. This is from 2015. And I actually saw the video of what I'm about to describe to you. And I'm sure if you do some research on YouTube or Rumble or something, you can find this. I recommend that you are not squeamish when seeing this because it's pretty unnerving. But let me set this up. In October of 2015, a baby was born in Egypt with one eye in the middle of its forehead. And this baby was believed to be suffering from a rare birth defect known as, guess what, cyclopia, which takes its name obviously from the mythical one-eyed creature in Greek legends. The mom, who was Egyptian, gave birth in a private hospital in a small town somewhere in the northeastern part of Egypt. And so as you kind of read articles and watch videos about this, there was a Dr. Ahmed Badruddin, I believe his name is, who kind of oversaw the baby's condition at the hospital and basically said, yeah, the infant has a head full of hair and large ears, but due to its condition, at the time when this news broke, he said it was only expected to survive a few days. Sadly, I'm sure it's long gone by now. Another doctor was quoted in this article, Armand Marie Leroy. So she describes the cause of cyclopia as a genetic malfunctioning during the process by which the embryonic brain is divided into two. Only later does the visual cortex take recognizable form. And at this point, an individual with a single forebrain region will be likely to have a single large eye. And she goes on to say how cyclopia is basically a congenital disorder, a birth defect characterized by the failure of the embryonic prosencephalon to properly divide the orbits of the eye into two cavities. This is crazy. So if a congenital disorder such as this can happen today in modern times, causing a baby to have a single eye in its forehead, I ask, could this have also happened in prehistory to a hybrid race of giants? So to conclude part two of this two-part series, I ask again the same question. Was Cyclops a literal one-eyed hybrid giant of the prehistoric past? Who built the Cyclopean and megalithic ruins that we can still see today in Greece and Europe? Or was Cyclops more just symbolic of the lost knowledge that the ancient megalithic builders possessed in ages past? Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, keep exploring.